Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, June 13th. I'm Mark Daniels. The NBA Finals not going to script for the two-time defending champion Miami Heat at home. They fall again to the San Antonio Spurs on Thursday night, 107-86. Kawhi Leonard with 20 points and 14 rebounds. Tony Parker added 19 points. And Tim Duncan says we weren't going to settle for just a split in Florida.
We were happy to win one. We came in the second game. We didn't want to rest and say, hey, we got one and let's just rest on that. We came in here tonight, had great focus, put a great game together, and came out with two.
LeBron James led Miami with 28, but the rest of the team, miserable. Dwayne Wade just 3 of 13 from the floor. James says no explanation is needed.
I mean, they smashed us. Two straight home games, got off to awful starts. They came in and was much better than us in these two games. It's just that simple.
Two-time defending champion Heat may be on ice with San Antonio up 3-1, and they can wrap up their fifth NBA title in the Greg Popovich, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili era with Game 5 Sunday in San Antonio. The Stanley Cup could be presented again tonight. The LA Kings had a chance to sweep the Rangers, but lost in New York in Game 4. They lead 3-1 back home at the Staples Center for Game 5 on Friday night. Round one of the United States Open Golf Championship complete at Pinehurst number 2, and former PGA champion Martin Keimer, who won the Wanamaker Trophy at Whistling Straits, opening with a 5-under par 65.
It's nice to start well, but everybody knows how difficult it is to keep that momentum going in the U.S. Open.
He leads 4 golfers by 3 shots, Steve Stricker, Mark Wilson of Wisconsin, and Phil Mickelson in a group at even par 70.
The one club that that's hurting me is the putter, so I've got to get that turned around the next couple of days.
Brewers had a nice couple of days in New York, wrapped up the series against the Mets with a 5-1 13-inning victory on Thursday night. It was Aramis Ramirez giving the Brewers an early lead with a solo home run in the second off Jonathan Neese, who was tough, but Kyle Loesch matched him. He went 8 innings, gave up only 1 unearned run. Carlos Gomez, 2-base error, led to a sacrifice fly in the 4th inning. Stayed tied into extra innings. Both teams had opportunities. Finally, Jonathan Lucroy broke through with a 2-run home run in the top of the 13th.
Yeah, I mean, we had our chances inning before when we were on third, less than 2 outs, but we were just, after Bronny got the lead off, I was up there just trying to hit the ball hard and drive it, and he let me pitch up. I was able to hit hard.
Brewers would tack on 2 more. Zach Duke gets the win in relief. He's 4-0, and the Brewers now 40-27, matching their season high 13 games over 500. Their lead swells to 5.5 over the idle St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee coming back home to face the Cincinnati Reds at Miller Park for the weekend. The Reds beat the Dodgers 4-1. Todd Frazier, a 2-run home run. Alfredo Simon improves to 9-3 with the win. Manager Brian Price says we finished the homestand strong.
It could have been a very disappointing homestand. We were 3-5 and got stung a little bit there by LA coming in, 2 unimpressive losses, and rallied back and had 2 really impressive wins and a lot more of type of play that I think that our club is capable of playing.
Also in the Central Division, the Pirates shut out the Cubs 4-0. Edinson Volquez and 2 relievers scatter 7 hits. Phillies made it a sweep of the Padres 7-3. Rockies beat the Braves 10-3. 4 players ejected in that game. Giants salvaged 1 in a 4-game series with the Washington Nationals 7-1. In the American League, Baltimore beat Toronto 4-2. Boston a 5-2 winner over the Cleveland Indians. Tigers beat the White Sox 4-0. Max Scherzer allows 3 hits with 8 strikeouts in his first complete game of his career.
That's awesome. I finally got the monkey off my back. I finally was able to go 9 and finish the deal. So it's a great feeling.
The Yankees get by the Mariners 6-3. Interleague play, Houston beats Arizona 5-4 in 10 innings. A walk-off solo home run from Chris Carter.
It's feeling, in baseball, it's what you dream of. Going up there, getting a walk-off home run, winning a game. Jump around at home, play with everybody, and celebrating. Or fastball down in the zone. I was thinking, get in the air.
Minor League Baseball, the Wisconsin Timberwriters beat Beloit 8-2. The T-Rats have won 9 of their last 10, but they remain 2 games behind the first half wild card spot with only 3 left before the All-Star game next week, and the Rattlers on the road at Quad Cities. In the Northwoods League, the Wisconsin Woodchucks beat the Green Bay Bullfrogs in Wausau 11-5. Same 2 teams meet at Joanne Stadium on Friday night at 7:05. Packer news, wide receiver Devontae Adams, the second round draft choice, and third round pick tight end Richard Rodgers Rodgers have agreed to terms. All 9 draft choices now under contract for the Packers. And Brett Favre tells Sirius NFL XM Radio that a reunion with the Packers, quote, is going to happen. Says things are much better now. Packer president Mark Murphy wanted to retire Favre's number 4 last December, but Brett was still busy as the offensive coordinator of his North Hancock High football team that wound up winning the Mississippi State Championship. Could be a ceremony to retire the number later this fall. The World Cup gets underway in Brazil. The host country beats Croatia 3-1, but they fell behind early, giving up an own goal in the 11th minute. But Neymar tallied twice, the second one on a penalty kick after a controversial call in the penalty box. Oscar tacked on the insurance goal for the Brazilians. 3 more games on Friday. Spain against the Netherlands, Mexico against Cameroon, Australia against Chile. The U.S. squad will have to wait until Monday to open World Cup play against Ghana. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.